Shit. I got off a stoplight. I didn't think I'd get that distracted. Part of me would like to say it's worth it, but I can't turn this paperwork in late. I won't be able to enjoy the rest of my weekend that way. But still, running this late's kind of exciting me a little more. Maybe I should do something else. In public. That's a bit too risky for me. Maybe I'd do the restrooms. Seems like a bit of a busy day today, though. People would be in and out of there. Doesn't seem like too bad of a... Oh, sorry for being in the way. No, it's fine. I... Thank you. Oh, you're strong. It's absolutely fine. Sorry, I spaced out a little. I'll let you go on your way. Huh? My face? Oh. Yeah. No, I'm fine. I... Just a little flustered is all. You are... tall. I... Have I seen you before? Sorry, I might be... confusing you for someone else, or maybe it's just that other side of me talking. Sorry. Oh, I didn't mean anything by that. So, are you in a rush to go anywhere? Nothing. Just, maybe we should get out the way for all the other people before I get knocked over this time. We could go over to the bench that way. Just a little talk to see if I know, if I recognize you. Yeah. Okay, perfect. You know what? Should we get a coffee or something really quickly? Yeah, it's just right there after all, so... What do you say? I'll pay. I don't expect you to pay after I just offered, so... Nice. Perfect. alright. Follow me. Holy fuck. Holy fuck, 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 hello, hi, could I have, 2 lattes, please? Regular. I'll have mine iced, thank you.
Okay, 1 iced latte and 1 regular latte. Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up.
It's nothing important. It's just some paperwork I had to hand in to my boss. It's, a pretty big project that she wants me to design and help, foolproof, basically. We're gonna be building... I don't know if I can say, you might have caught a glimpse from the scattered sheets, but I think it's confidential for now. Though you didn't really think you'd have a hard time prying that out of me. Huh? Nothing. So what are you work as? You know, do you have a job? Are you, going to university? Part-time? A taxi driver? I don't know. You know... That's cool. I figured, like a security guard or something. I don't know, you're just, strong and and tall. So... yeah, what? I'm fine. I'm just a little fidgety because my thing's due. yeah, no, I'm fine. I might recognize you from somewhere, I think. Yeah, I don't know, you just seem familiar. hey, maybe you had a conversation with me in the past and you just forgot. My name's Jane. It's nice to meet you. Again, maybe. Who cares? Jesus, you have a strong grip. Holy fuck, that would be good around. Sorry, where are you gonna be heading off to after this?
Miss.
Oh!
One iced latte, one regular latte.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just fucking... Here, I think I should have some... here. You can keep the change. I really don't care right now.
Thanks for making my job that much easier.
Thank you. Again. Here. Hopefully, you know, lattes. How do you like your coffee? Do you drink coffee much? Oh. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, cool. Nice. well, let's just enjoy a drink. did you want any, like, snacks or anything? I don't mind at all. Yeah, okay. Yeah. No worries. No, I'm fine. Again, I... hey, come on, stop crying. I'm normal. I'm fine. Just a little nervous, I guess. Really hoping that my boss appreciates the hard work that I put into all of this, and hopefully I have all the papers. I might be missing one or something. If I'm missing one, then you know you're gonna be to blame, right? Especially if I get fired. I am so doomed if I get fired. I'm just kidding. I'm sure I have all of them here. But hey, if I don't, then, you know, maybe some compensation is in order. No money. I don't. I'm fine with on money. I was thinking, I was just thinking, could you come with me to the bathroom? There's something I've been meaning to try, and, you know, I think you could be a perfect person to help me out with that. So... it could be what you think it is. I know this sounds very unbelievable, but maybe it's your lucky day bumping into me. So, what do you say? I'm kind of in a rush, so you should make up your mind quickly. Yeah? Really? You'd... okay, yeah. Okay. Cool. Okay, come. This way. We'll go into the woman's one. Hey, you'll be fine. Literally no one cares. It's like, whatever. okay. Holy fuck. Okay. Yep, that's okay. Okay. Right, we'll probably have to use the toilet stall. Let me just... this one should be... nah, this is alright. Okay, get in here. Okay. So, let's put our drinks down. Oh, I need to make sure I don't get this paperwork all fucked. I'll just rest it here for now. Okay. Wow, I am really surprised they got you in here. Like, from the moment I saw you, I just imagined what your hand would look wrapped around my throat while fucking me from behind. Holy shit, I'm really horny, and I mean, you coming in here must mean that you must be a bit horny too, or have some sort of attraction towards me, because this is a very, very weird request, and it's not that hard to see that I'm fucking horny out of my mind, plus I have a toy inside of me that is scooping out my fucking insides and making it really, really pleasing to any time I move, which is why I was fidgeting so much. And it seems like you really knew what was going on, but holy fuck, I want you to fuck me. I've been doing a lot of public ads lately, and this weekend I was gonna do a bunch more because, you know, I think I've just discovered it's like my biggest kink. So I, you know, was just gonna come in here and touch myself and use my toy, but then you bumped into me and it was just like, wow. Think about how good it would feel to get fucked in public and try my best to hold my screams and moans after being fucking railed and, so that's my intention and, wow, looking up at you is really making me, holy fuck, what would you like me to do, okay, what would you like me to do, Daddy? I can do anything you want me to do. And if I don't, you just need to give me a good little slap and I'll be fuck. Yeah, like that. Okay. What do you want me to do, Daddy? I'll do anything, I promise. Oh, fuck yeah, it was just as good as I fucking imagined. Holy fuck. Okay. Yes, I can do that. I'll get your pants off, okay? Oh, fuck, okay. Oh. The fact that you're even hard at all is really flattering, by the way. Holy shit. Oh, you're big. Really fucking big. Wow. I don't know if I'm even gonna be able to throat this thing. I mean, seriously, look at your size. You're lucky if we can even get the tip. Oh. Fuck, so demanding. I guess I can try. I told you this kind of hurts. Yes, sir. Am I up to your expectations, sir? Really feeling that good for you. Nothing more but a fuck toy. My mouth isn't the only thing you can use, you know. I'm sure you'll find a lot of my other holes a little better to use. Though one of them's blocked by something at the moment. It's kind of making this whole ordeal feel even better. You're throbbing a lot. Does that mean you're close? I'm sorry for talking out of strong, aren't you? Hey, let's go. I mean, what did you expect from a whore like me? Why would I be wearing any panties? You see that? Look how fucking wet I am for you. I'm basically begging you to fuck me without having to even say it. How come you haven't taken a hint? Hey, that's too sudden. Hey, stop. Wait. You're too big to be going that fucking deep and fucking bonehead. Keep going. Oh, fuck you. You might make me addicted to this. Holy fuck, you're bigger than my toys. It shouldn't be fucking possible I have really big ones. I can't fucking breathe. You got my fucking shirt dirty. Seriously, couldn't you have kept it in? Sorry, I didn't mean that. Fuck. What's the time? Oh shit. I have 20 minutes. Fuck. Here, take my phone. Your fucking number in it. Yeah, no shit. I'll give you a call when I'm available, okay? That's if I manage to get this weekend off. Fuck, I need to hurry. And now you're gonna... Oh, fuck, you're gonna be leaking out of me. Mm. Oh, fuck, that's hot. Huh. Shit. Bye, sorry, Your dick is really good, by the way. Holy shit. Bye!
Hello, my darlings. It is now the second week of 2024, and I wanna, you know, have a bit of positivity in this one. No matter what you are, right? Race, gender, ethnicity, doesn't matter. Sexuality, who the fuck cares, right? You're still human at the end of the day, and you're fucking awesome. And whatever people think is weird that you do is also something very unique and what sets you apart from everyone else. Own that weirdness and just take pride in it. Just take pride in how unique you are, because who the fuck wants to be normal nowadays? That shit's boring. Weird is amazing. Weird is something that you don't see all the time, and that's why it's weird. But there's so much beauty in something weird. There's so much uniqueness in weird that you should take pride in your differences, and you shouldn't feel ashamed for being different compared to other people. No matter what, you're fucking amazing. You're special, and you'll shine like a fucking star, because in a room of normal people, you'll be that one cool person that steps out, that just shines. And I think that's a pretty good thing at the end of the day. Setting yourself different from other people and being able to have a uniqueness to you. Again, fuck being normal, like seriously. And people who complain about things being weird and shit like that are just boring. Simply put, they don't like having fun. But you do. I want to say that this year will be different, okay? No matter how little your steps are to whatever you're trying to work towards, always take pride in the fact that you actually made that step. It's going to go really fucking long this year, okay? This year's going to be great for you. There are going to be bumps every now and then, but you'll make it. We all will. This will be a good year. You just gotta work, okay? You just gotta, it's gonna do it. It's gonna make those steps. You gotta put in the work. You gotta fucking take life by the balls and fucking squeeze them and...